will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hello again, Ray.
Hi, Rob. Good to be with you today.
You have written that chasing a dream really means we are putting undue effort in pursuing something that is beyond our reach. Pursuing a dream is working diligently at something that is worthwhile and within the scope of our capabilities. So I think the word comparison there, as again, you're a writer. The word comparison there is the difference between chasing and pursuing, isn't it?
Exactly. So when we chase something, it's elusive. It's something we can't seem to get to. It's out of our reach. Pursuing it is a active effort in trying to accomplish that which we want to do. So pursuing your dream as opposed to chasing your dream is what we're talking about today.
I guess you can look at it another way. Kind of made me think of the difference between letting the dream lead you and you being proactive and really creating an environment with a plan where you can lead the dream or lead to the dream and be more productive.
That's a good way to put it. Don't let your dream lead you. You lead the dream. That's another good way as compared to chasing versus pursuing. Don't let something be outside your reach or your ability. Make sure it's within your capability or you're just going to be chasing it.
Don't chase the dream of a couple of different examples. But I think in business, which is really a lot of what this show is about, looking at what we do as business operators, as entrepreneurs, and we can be an entrepreneur who is obsessed with being reactionary, or you can be the person who plans, reacts when they have to, and pivots when they have to. But that's part of the process. And then you're working with it, following the serpentine trail. If it's too big and it's out of your reach, it's a good idea to come to terms with that. Elizabeth. Theranos.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes had a dream that was so far out of reach for her at the time that she had to manipulate the system to make it look like it wasn't out of reach. And if you're in a situation like that, you are most certainly chasing the dream and not pursuing it.
Well, there's a song, about elusive dreams. An elusive dream is one that's not, you can't realize, it's elusive. And that was what Elizabeth Holmes had, was an elusive dream. It was not possible for her to do what she wanted to do, even though what she wanted to do was very admirable. It led her into doing it in a dishonest way, because she became deceptive. When you're elusive, you're also deceptive. And deceptiveness was at the heart of her Theranos dream, as you would.
I enjoyed the early Indiana Jones movies, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade has the climax, the end of the movie, has this woman that Indiana Jones was working with dangling from a ledge in a crack in a cave in a cliff. And she's reaching for the cup of Christ. It's down there on a little ledge, and she's reaching for it. And her hand is slipping away. Her hand is slipping away from Indiana. And she's saying, I can reach it. I can reach it. There's all this death and destruction that's already occurred up to that point. And here she is still trying to pursue that and reach the unattainable. Whatever that is, everlasting life, whatever the promise was. I can get it. I can get it. I can get it. I have seen so many people in the business world waste all of their resources on something without realizing, one, by the time you get it done, it's going to be outdated and worthless. Two, it's not even necessary to do it, except that you want to do it.
Well, again, we're going back to what the elusive dream is. And so, you know, if your dream is elusive, avoid it. There's no need to chase something that shouldn't be pursued as you would. So anyway, it's all about action. Okay. And, you know, chasing something versus pursuing it is at the heart of what we're talking about in this podcast.
Do you think that it's a, I guess it's not always easy to spot for some people if they're chasing a dream instead of pursuing it, that yes, they're not being realistic about what they're dealing with.
It becomes a passion. It becomes you let your passion overrule your intelligence or your logic. And so it's people who are sucked into pornography, as you would. We're pursuing the wrong thing. It leads us down the wrong track. So make sure whatever path you're pursuing doesn't lead you doing something illegal, illicit, but is beneficial. It'll bring you to a point where you the goal that you're seeking is achievable.
Have you seen in your career, I'm sure you have, such an extensive career in Silicon Valley, that you have seen a person be successful, develop a great deal of wealth, and then turn around and lose it all on something that was just a dream, and they should have known better based on their previous experience? Maybe they were just lucky the first time.
Well, sure. I mean, what you just cited one about Theranos, you know, those individuals who were pursued that one, that was not a possible dream. It was an impossible. That's an elusive dream. So, you know, there are a lot of people who, you know, either through inheritance or some other way, gain a lot of money and a lot of resources and then squander it because they're letting the power of money overrule their intelligence or their ability to understand what's honest and what's good.
You know, Francis Ford Coppola, the movie director, he has the Coppola Winery, which you may have heard about in Napa. I think it's in Napa, pretty sure. I've never been there, but he bought the winery and this commercial thing environment, invested some money in that because he wanted to ensure that his family had money, a business that would generate money for years to come when he goes out and makes his next movie and loses everything. So he was prepared to take risks on his art and accepting the fact that, you know, there's risk that goes along with that, that maybe in compared to other industries, more risky because you need to have the, you know, that has to make money. And you can lose a lot of money in making movies. So he decided, and I guess you could call it a passion and a hobby with a lot of money at risk. But he said, I'm willing to lose that to continue to pursue that. But I'm going to make sure we're protected by doing something over here. I think there's nothing wrong with taking a passion risk if you just start from the beginning saying there's a good chance I'm going to lose all this money doing this, but I want to try. People should have fun in life.
Well, yeah, and I think Elon Musk has done that. You know, some of the things he's done have worked out, haven't. So same with Steve Jobs. So you know, they say the money is the root of all evil. So make sure that whatever your money use is not for an evil reason. Again, focus on doing good, not on evil.
Yeah, I think it goes back to a previous conversation we had about words you use, you know, being uplifting and wholesome. You want to be able, if your goal is to bring some light and goodness into the world, when you're doing, when you're pursuing these things, even if you, you fail, perhaps you've left a trail of some, something good behind you, which I think is really, I think the goal of human life anyway. So this is a very fast growing podcast here at Tough Things First. So please go to your nearest podcast provider and rate this podcast. Give it your 5 stars or your, you know, 10 bags of popcorn or whatever it is that you, you use to rate your podcast, but let everyone know you're listening along with them. Also check out Ray's books, The Zen of Zen, 1, 2, and 3. And also of course, Tough Things First. It's a great series of books, The Zen of Zen. And of course the original Tough Things First is always worth getting. If you haven't read it, please do. I look forward to the next time, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.